near me. Hey everybody, real estate. Oh man, I do that all the time. I'm not even trying to be funny. Economic Ninja, I hope you just did a video on the other channel. This story is out of Zero Hedge. It's entitled Inflation Driving More Americans to Food Banks for Thanksgiving Staples. This is actually happening in my hometown. I spoke with somebody and I'm hearing the stories that people are driving up in nicer cars, dressed nicer. It's not your average, ordinary people that are being affected. I mean, that normally are affected during the holidays that don't have a lot of food and they're going to food banks. You're now seeing middle-class families that are being laid off. As a matter of fact, I see it in the comment section here. People that have been preparing for the last couple of years that are now laid off, they're going and seeking help, which I think you should do. It blew me away when I was working at a food bank a long time ago. And people that go to the food banks, I'll give you an example. Trader Joe's would always, they're really nice meats and stuff like that and cheeses. They would give it to us to give to people because they were getting closer to expiration dates. And one day the pastor of a church came to me and said, hey, why don't you take some of this stuff? And I'm like, oh gosh, no. And I kept turning it down. One day he goes, we keep throwing this stuff away because the people of lower incomes do not want this food. You like fine cheeses and meats. I'm like, well, look at me, of course I do. But his point being was that he goes, they don't want it. They want Kraft macaroni cheese and SpaghettiOs. And it wasn't until that point that I realized, it just blew my mind. And I started to really focus on what was going on and people that have lower incomes, how they didn't want the finer things in life because they didn't know what the finer things in life were. And it really made me sad because the more I thought about it from my entrepreneurial side, sorry, I haven't gotten in the story yet, but I'm just gonna flow with this. It made me sad because so many people in this world have no idea what success feels like or tastes like. They're just slaves. And right now, our government is corralling the sheep into the pen to be slaughtered financially. It is a very long, drawn-out plan. We're talking multi-decades. I've been studying it since 2010. Even when I sold all my real estate before the crash of 08, and before I sold my stocks before the dot-com crash, I didn't realize it was way more than a gut feeling. See, we're conditioned to be slaves. Slavery is alive and well, it just comes in a different format. And we've been allowed enough rope to hang ourselves with debt. I want to stop that. Type one if you want to see that stopped. I have you type things for two reasons, just so you know. Not only to help the algorithm, but YouTube's made it very clear. It doesn't matter how many thumbs up happen, how many comments happen. I've seen the proof. They don't want certain information getting out. If you could do me a favor, I can't even say who it is. It's someone from the company, their company, said just have them go check how many of them have been unsubscribed. The other day it was 200. 200! What they want is they don't want certain information getting out. We are being programmed to be slaves and be put into a pen and destroyed financially. That's why I want to see people get out of debt and then take debt out by starting companies. All of us have the ability to start businesses. You know, most people coming off immigrants landing at Ellis Island came and they didn't even have a name. And so they were named Shoemaker and other names because of their profession. Everyone started a business. Everyone had a business back then. That's when our country grew. Everyone had something to provide. And then as some got more successful than others, they took on employees. This story out of Zero Hedge, it hurts, but at the same time, it's got to happen to wake people up. And I don't know how to wake more people up. The story is entitled, Inflation is Driving More Americans to Food Banks for Thanksgiving. It says, as food prices continue to increase because of inflation, more Americans say this Thanksgiving, they're turning to local food banks to get the essentials for the holiday feast. This is the first time I've had to pick up a box of everyday staples from a food bank in my life, Brenda Stewart of Washington told the Epoch Times. She says, I am not destitute. I have a job, but I can't afford to make Thanksgiving dinner the way prices are at the grocery store. Mrs. Stewart is one of several people interviewed by the Epoch Times who said that they've been forced to seek out food assistance ahead of the holiday season because of soaring costs in the supermarket. Tammy Moore says, I can buy a live turkey for just about the same price it costs to buy a frozen one at the store. I was going to pick up some cranberry sauce, and then I saw how expensive it was, and I wanted to vomit. Let me tell you this. You know what makes me want to vomit? Is the fact that the government just lied to the American people. Stocks are going up because of it, saying that inflation is going down. And they are lying to you. I've explained to you what the smoothening effect is that they're going to be doing. They're going to be rejiggering the way they report inflation to you by something called smoothening, which is a time weighted average, which means they get to, you don't get to see the real true numbers for another 3 to 5 months in the future. And because of seasonality changes, it really smoothens out the curve. They told you that the reason why inflation's dropping is that your insurance, I just gotta keep saying it over and over again. I'm sorry, I sound like a broken record, but you're being lied to by your government while they liquidate their holdings and get ready for auctions. And it happens so slowly, even though people like myself see it and it's like, it's happening so crazy. This is what I went through in 2006 and 2007. It was like the worst nightmare, financial nightmare ever, watching everything implode and nobody believing me. They said your insurance costs went down over 30% in the month of October. It's a straight up lie, straight up freaking lie. They also showed you how furniture costs and electronics costs went down. Who gives a crap about that? You got people going to food banks that normally wouldn't need to, that are still employed. You got people that are in this chat room right now that have been preparing for the last couple of years and they have lost their job. Let us know who you are down below. Because it really is happening. The freight industry is imploding. The signs are so easy to see. And you know, I've tried sarcasm, tried humor. It's not always the best, for sure. I've just asked my wife. All right, that was a dig. I've tried everything I can to warn people. And this is gonna get much worse going into this next year, but they're gonna do something to fool you. And I've made a handful of videos on both channels to say, I could perk back and said I warned everyone. Because they're gonna set a trap and it's gonna make everything look really good. They'll dip rates a little bit. And they're not gonna dip rates because things are crashing. They're gonna say they're dipping rates because they fixed it. Everything's okay, the economy's strong. And people are actually gonna believe that they're gonna lower rates because of that. And that is gonna spur a frenzy towards the end of the year. Very important, what happens in November, next November, right? Or October, I'm blanking out. You need to realize that it's gonna cause, it's that noose is gonna be tightened around a bunch of people's necks. I'm not gonna finish this story. I'm gonna tell you, I'm working at the fire station today and the guys were gonna start cooking dinner and we got another station coming over and all the family's coming up. It's a great tradition. It's actually my favorite time of the year to work at the fire station. But you know, during the Great Depression, 1 in 4 people lost their jobs, and it was the Great Depression. That meant 3 people still had their jobs. During the Great Recession, I was working here, and I was warning the guys. They didn't care. I sold all my homes. I saw guys here lose their homes, and they were still employed. I want you to realize that everyone will be affected in one way or another. I spoke to a guy, I was at a racetrack and these guys were racing. I was looking at the Lamborghini team and I was talking with them. And one of the racers actually owns a very successful race car company. He knew who I was. He follows the channel. And I know he'd been doing a long time. I said, how was it? What was it like in 2008? He said it was overnight. And he said, what was interesting to me, he said, was the people, he's all, I know when you don't have money, because he builds high-end race cars, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, for clients. He goes, I know when you don't got money and you're all show, no go. He goes, the guys that didn't have money, they came, took their car, and sold it immediately. Like, it was a panic liquidation. He goes, but the ones that were really, truly rich, they came to get their cars, they called and said, okay, we're not gonna complete the project. And they took their cars and they put them in their own garages or storage units. And he would ask them, he goes, why you've got the money to do this? And they all told him the same thing. He said, there's a difference between not having money and panicking, or having money and trying not to lose it. We know this isn't the time to spend money. This is the time to hold on to it. So you see, as employment numbers go up, and they're going to go up this next year, and the government's going to sprinkle things, and the president's going to, you know, say, I'm going to bail some people out of their student loan debt and stuff. Even if it doesn't happen, I want you to realize all this is a show. And if you aren't being meek right now, meek meaning you could do anything you want, you've got the money to do it, but you decide, I'm not going to, I'm going to wait, you're going to be rewarded for it. And if those that aren't meek can become meek and just take a year off and sit back and save, I can promise you this. I can promise you this. This isn't financial advice. And if financial advice is saving money and not spending it, I guess it's pretty damn good at financial advice. Stop looking at the things you could have accomplished and sit back and think about what you're going to accomplish, because when everybody falls for this, there's going to be some big problems. Now, someone at Google told me to ask you to see if you've been unsubscribed. This person likes me. And they want, so I'm asking you to check if you've been unsubscribed and the bell icon's been turned off. One or the other, they said, has happened. If you could do that, I'd appreciate it. If not, it's no big deal. I'm just gonna keep warning people, because like I said from the very first video, if I can just help one person, that's all that matters. Thank you so much for supporting my channel. Thank you for doing your best to get ready. To all of you that have lost your jobs recently, I have so much faith that this is your turnaround point. And before we go into full meltdown, I believe that you're gonna be inspired by witty ideas to either start your own business or to get a better job. Remember that it's the times that are most the trying times, the hardest times on earth, times, you know, in our lives, is when we look back and those were the greatest times because they defined who we were. Are we lions or are we sheep? Type down who you are below. The Economic Ninja is out. Happy Thanksgiving.